It's Saturday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that's still discussing stories on AI and game development. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And together, the three of us, it's a Saturday AI story for the fourth week in a row, I think.
Oh boy, you're like AI.
It just doesn't. Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It really won't go away.
I mean, it's weaved its way into almost every story we've talked about this week, and you know, causing issues with RAM prices, right? Causing issues, potential issues with the Steam machine. And it's not that we're anti-AI. It's just the fever dream of AI has been ridiculous.
And I think I put it best to my buddy, just the other day. I'm not anti-AI. I am anti-lazy human. And that really comes down to like how it's being implemented in just about everything.
Yeah, it's not the magic wand that solves all of the world's problems, right? It is very, very new technology that everybody's focused on right now. But the story I'm talking about today literally has to do with little baby slap fight that the Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has been throwing Steam's way. So essentially, it's been reported that Tim Sweeney argued that AI disclosures on storefronts like Steam make no sense because AI would become involved in nearly all future productions. None of us is really for totally. I mean, what was it? About a month ago, me and Jason showed you guys a story, and we had it on a loop in the background of the video that we were recording of a game like trailer made entirely from AI prompts, and it was straight slop. And the guy that had made it was very proud of it. But me and Jason recognized the slop. I think you guys did, right? Valve is saying, I say Valve. There is a developer named Ari Sanchez. He worked on Counter-Strike 2 and multiple other projects. Essentially compared it to ingredient lists on food products, right? So the idea here is that, you know, disclosures provide information so that consumers can make educated choices on whether to buy a product based on its content. And right now, the only people afraid of this are the ones that know their product is low effort, right? And I don't disagree, right? Like you guys know, the most recent Call of Duty has received some pretty negative reviews. I think it's sitting at mostly negative on Steam. I want to say that like concurrent users has spiked at like maybe 30 or 40,000 people, which is crazy for a Call of Duty game, right? There's a lot of like AI art that was used in a lot of images for like player icons and things like that people noticed didn't fit with the theme of the game, right?
Yeah.
And they had to put an AI disclosure on Steam, and people noticed that, right? Like there was a whole story about this about a week and a half ago when it dropped, where Valve forced them to put the AI tag on there because it wasn't originally tagged, and they had claimed that they didn't know that Counter-Strike had those had used AI. They said, oh, this was placeholders that we forgot about, and gamers just noticed the low effort and the lack of theme and the lack of continuity. And then, I mean, obviously, Counter-Strike, the issue is people are like, well, you didn't reinvent anything.
Counter-Strike or Call of Duty?
I mean, Call of Duty, thank you. Right? That it didn't reinvent anything. It's not a very highly played game right now. I'm not into those types of games, but I can tell you when one's working, one's not, right? Battlefield 6 is doing gangbusters still. Call of Duty, for the first time in a long time, is straight trash right now.
Well, yeah, it is. But they can't even bargain bin it right now. But
yeah, but also, I mean, like on the flip side of the coin, Ark Raiders has been up. The studio behind Ark Raiders has been up front from the beginning that they used AI for some of their stuff, and that game is selling like gangbusters.
And the difference is with Ark Raiders, they used it for when your character makes voice gestures towards things, right? And they had planned on updating those voice gestures as they went along. And so they had a statement with the voice actors that we'll use your voice for AI in the future as we add new gestures, right? And so it wasn't like purely made by AI, whereas with Call of Duty, it was kind of snuck in, right? They used all those player icons and used AI to create those. And it was obvious what it was. And I think a lot of people have problems with this, is that AI combines art from existing art to create new quote-unquote art, right? It uses ideas and things that were made with human hands and collaborates them through an algorithm to come up with something based on a prompt. And so it feels like IP infringement is what it feels like. And I think that's where the ethical concern comes in with AI use in art.
And that's where I respect the studio behind Art Graders, right? So the way that they're using it, and while they, you know, because of contract details, et cetera, they legally can't say whether this is the case or not. But having listened to several podcasts with voice actors who were involved in the game, it's inferred that this is the case.
Basically, yeah, it is
inferred.
What
they did was they said, look, we're going to have you record the main lines, et cetera, et cetera. And have you give us the right to use AI voice generation to add additional lines in the future as we need, and we compensate you for it as though you came into the studio to record, but without having to worry about dealing with scheduling and those other conflicts that may arise in the future.
Well, and I think to Sanchez's...
And that's definitely a positive use, right?
I think to Sanchez's point, he's saying that this flags products as low effort, and that's what people are afraid of, is low effort products, right? There's a sea of games to swim through to figure out what you want, and then you find a game that looks cheaply made and it's using AI, then like I might stay away from it, right? Unless somebody plays it and says, this is an awesome game. There's a lot of heavy AI use and not a lot of QA done, right, to make sure the game's working as intended. People look at it as potential slop and a potential cash grab or an asset flip. And that's a valid concern.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. So I just wanted to be sure, right? And I went directly to Steam's website or AI content on Steam specifically for this disclosure. And there's two different types. Two different broad categories is what it says, is pre-generated and live generated. Pre-generated would be any content, art, code, sound, etc., that's created with the help of AI tools during development. And then live generated would be basically anything that is, generated, like a prompt that's going out to an AI, to an AI tool, and then comes back to the game. That's a completely different thing. It's got its own, guidelines that it needs to follow. That said, art, code, sound for pre-generated stuff, art, code, sound could be lines. It could be script. It could be anything. Like, it could be anything. It could be like, at what point do you say that, the emails internally, in the development studio were generated by AI. So now I have to tag, the game as AI. Not everything that is generated by AI is low effort. If you if you created the prompt that made that video and were super happy about it, right? And you did no coding whatsoever and just let the machine do its thing. That I consider would be low effort. That's not game development. That is just letting slop become live at that point. But if a developer is going through and using a code generation, like there's multiple different, AI bots out there that can take a snippet of code and say, hey, look, I can save you 65 hours on debugging your code by just going, you're running it through this. It's not fundamentally changing the code. And a lot of times it doesn't even change the code. All it says is I'm reading this. I have, and that large language model is trained specifically on C, plus or whatever program language they're writing in. And they're like, this code does not match the best practices set out in the language. These are what we would, recommend you change. And then the developers make the changes. It's up to the developer to make, intelligent changes that don't break their own code. It's when you take that developer out of the equation and you just give it to the AI bot and it writes the code. That's the low, that's when it becomes low effort. So I think there should be kind of a third category here that might actually make more sense, right? Pre-generated is too broad of a category because it could literally be anything. Even if you consult AI for formatting on the script. But if it is generated by AI, where it is, there isn't a human in the process, then there's that should be where the stamp is. I mean, if it is wholly brought from somebody else's, work or idea or something like that and generated, like if I was to go on to ChatGPT and say, draw me an image of a carrot, I did nothing but type in, draw me the image of a carrot. Well, that is generated by AI 100%.
Well, and there is AI in gaming.
That, Valve's not asking that your game tag be tagged in the store as having AI generation. It's literally just a content disclosure, right? So your game's not even widely tagged as having AI.
Well, content disclosures also include things like, adult content, or it's actually a tag in Steam. So in this way, if I wanted to, I could, blacklist AI generated content in Steam, and over a period of time, because this is being forced into it and this is just a market trend, right? And this is where, what Tom Sweeney's saying is this is the market trend. Everybody's using AI. Eventually, everything is going to have this AI tag, so it makes no sense to have this AI tag on it, right?
I feel like he's already using it in Fortnite and he doesn't want Epic to file suit and have people ignore his game because it's got to have the AI tag. That's my honest take.
I think honestly, because AI is being used in such a wide scope of things, and the broad category that that Steam has put down could literally mean anything. Putting the tag out there is meaningless, and I think I kind of I side with Todd in this case.
I would like to have a tag for AI art.
I can see AI art, and I can also see anything that is wholly generated by AI, where I go and say, I need you to write a section of code that does this or, for this, and then take that code and plop it into my game. That's wholly generated by AI. I had nothing to do with it. That would be considered something I would see as a legitimate use for a tag in this case. But then again, that also would just, to his point, say, hey, we're just basically admitting that we didn't have the effort to put into it, or we didn't have the manpower to put into it. So it's, like shooting ourselves in the foot saying, this is a low effort game. it sucks that AI has gotten to this point, and it's continuing to be a thing that we, you know, that we have to talk about. But
it's, I mean, I can see it from both sides. That said, leave us a comment and let us know what you think about everything going on with AI development. And do you side with the Gaben or do you side with the Sweeney? And with that, guys, find the audio versions of these new shorts as well as full episodes of the Tiltcast podcast on thetiltcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify. Rate us, review us, love us. And with that, come back on Tuesday for more news.
Team Gaben.